Okay, we are in the Parak Gimel in Hilchos Shavuos. So the Rambam now is going to take up the topic of within making a shvuah, the limitations or the precision that exists within shvuah as it applies to shiurim by eating. So for example, if a person makes a shvuah that he won't eat X, as a simple case, how much of X would he have to eat to be chayav? Okay, so you'll see examples of this. So lachal, if he says, kol nishva shvuah arba mini shvuas elu, wrong one. Parak Dalet. Excuse me. Parak Dalet Hilchos Shavuos. Alecha. So the Rambam says, Misha Nishvash lo yokal hayom klum v'achal pachos mikazayis pat. Because let's say someone makes a shvuah and says, I'm not going to eat anything today. Okay? And what happens is he eats less than a kazayis, he's patur, because the minimum shir of achila is a kazayis. Shein achila pachusa mikazayis. As I just said, there's no such thing as eating less than a kazayis. V'rei hu ka'okal chatzi shir min avelos ha'trevus l'yosu behem. So now, it's like eating a chatzi shir from anything else that's usher. Okay, like whether it's, for example, like Nevela. However, if he says, but if he says, I'm making a shvuah that I won't eat that thing, let's say that apple, and he eats it, then he's chayev. Okay, again, the difference is, the first case, he's made a shvuah not to eat anything all day. Now he's making a shvuah they won't eat this thing. Even if what he makes a shvuah on is like a mustard seed, meaning even if it's the tiniest thing possible, nonetheless, since he made it about that specific substance, he'd be chayev. Now, nishbash lo yitzom klum. Let's say he makes a shvuah that he won't taste anything. V'alcha kol shehu, and he eats the smallest amount, he's chayv. That should be pretty sensible. Alacha gimel. Misha nishbash lo yokal yom v'shasa chayv. That is also important. If a person makes a shvuah that he won't eat, and let's say he drinks, he's chayv. Why? Sheshasiyah b'chal achila. Because shasiyah is no different than achila. We know this, for instance, by the prohibition of eating and drinking Yom Kippur. Therefore, if he ate and drank, you only get one malchus. In my amazed, of course. Or you get one chatas if it was shogeg. Now it's going to get a little more complex very quickly. But let's say he makes a shvuah that he won't drink today, okay? Then it will be what it called, or on a day, then it's mutter for him to eat. Because achila is not considered part of shasia. So again, shasia, drinking, is considered no different than eating. But if you specify eating, that doesn't mean it'll include drinking. The kama yishtev yachayev. So how much do you have to drink to be chayev? Nearly the Rambam supposes, she'enu chayev et yishtev revias kashar yisurin. Now you need a revias, which is the minimum shear by any drinking iser in the Torah. Okay, alacha hey. Now, shvua shalo okha hayom, v'achom minin harbet. Let's say a guy says, I'm going to make a shvua that I won't eat the entire day, okay? And what I do is, I eat different types of food. O shvua shalo eshta hayom. I make a shvua that I won't drink today. V'shasa mini mashkin harbe. And I drink many different types of drinks. Eino chayv alachas. You only chayv one malchus. V'afilu amar shvua shalo ukha hayom basar upasu kidnios. Even if I make this shvua that I'll say, I won't eat today meat and bread and let's say whatever, kidnios, okay? V'achol hakol. And he eats all three of them. Eino chayv alachas. So he's only chayiv one because he made it he's mitzarif. He's basically combining the three together as one substance, so to speak. And they could all be mitzarif together for kazayis, meaning if he had a third of basar, a third pas, third kityas, he would be chayiv for breaking the shua.
Isn't that unusual?
Yes. 100%.
Okay.
All of this is unusual. Okay.
No. I'm specifically talking about the fact that if he ate many things, that he's only high of one.
Yes, because it's based on a shvua. His shvua is that he wouldn't eat these things. Okay, that's the reason why.
Oh, so yeah. They're all together.
Yeah, exactly. Versus, let's say he made a shvua. You're going to see a case like this in a second. But if he made a shvua to say I'm not going to have meat, and he makes a separate shvua I'm not going to have pas, and he makes a separate shvua he's not going to have kidneys, then you have three malchus there. Okay. Now, let's say he makes a shvuah, he's not going to eat and he won't drink, okay? And he eats and drinks, then he's chayav shtayim. Interesting, right? He is now chayav two, so even though shasiyah should be underneath the category of achila and therefore be one, the whole uparat v'amar, but however, he specified and said ushalo eshte, that he wouldn't drink as well, galadaito shalo kolo, so by him saying, I'm not going to eat and I'm not going to drink, his gilui das, his revelation of his intent, indicates that he's treating drinking as a separate activity from eating. It's as if he's making two separate shvuas. Therefore, that's why he'd be chayiv shtayim in such a situation. Again, emphasizing something we all have to get used to as we go through this, the precision of speech is critical in halacha. How a person says, how he says it, what he says is of the utmost importance in halacha. Halacha zayin. Let's say he makes the shvuah they won't eat wheat bread, let's say, and oat bread and barley bread, whatever. And then the achlan chayiv akol achas v'achas. Right? If he eats from the three of them, he's chayiv on each one. Why? Shlo omar pasu pasu pas el lechalik. Why would he say I'm making a shvuah not to eat wheat bread and barley bread? Because he's showing that each one's different. Therefore, the chayiv akol achas. That's why you get malchus for consuming each one. Now, that switches a little bit. Let's say, let's say you're on your way home, and your friend is bugging you like crazy and says, please, come over to my house, come eat with me. And he says, come drink with me with milk and wine and honey. And the guy, the person he's walking with him, his friend says, listen, I'm going to make a shvua. Okay? He says, I'm not gonna drink any of those three things. And what happens? V'shasamahen. But he ends up drinking of it. Chayiv kol achas v'achas yatzmo. He would be chayiv on each one. Why? Shahayo lo lomar shvua she'eni shosiklum. He could have made a shvua to say, I'm not drinking anything. Masha Marta, umishachazar uparat galadaito, shechayiv atzmo b'shvua. Or he could have also retracted. But instead, by being specific, he was megalas das, right? I'll call mimimim v'yatzmo. It's clear his intention was for each one. The fikach, aim is starf and same ze. That's why they can't be mistarf to each other. And he'd have to eat the minimum shear from each one individually. They're divided up into different korbanos. Right? Just like chel of adam, she ain't mistarf in the kazayas. So we have a sort of a unique case of where tzirif wouldn't work because of the specificity he offered in the shvuah. Now, shvuah shalo ochal kikar zu. Now, let's say a guy says, I'm not going to eat this loaf of bread. O shalo ochal osa, or I won't eat the loaf of that. Kevan shalchem en a kazayis chayim. If he has a kazayis, that is chayim. Now, if he says, shvuah shalo ochlana, right? If he says, I'm making a shvuah that I won't eat it completely, ochlana, like in its entirety, then eno chayim at shochos kolua. Then he'd only be chayim if he finishes the entire loaf. Amar shvua shlo okla kikar zu, right? So let's say he takes a shvua that I won't eat this specific one, shvua shlo ochlana, or he says, I'm making sure that I won't eat this in its entirety, the achla, eno chayiv alachas. You'd only be chayiv, what do you call it, one, even if he did separate acts, so to speak, of eating. Okay, alacha yud. V'chein, imamar b'shvua shlo okla yom. Let's say a guy makes a shvua and says, I'm not going to eat today. V'chazar v'nishba ala kikar shlo ochlano. And then he goes back and makes another shvua and says, I'm not going to eat that loaf of bread. Again, that's subsumed underneath his broader shvua. I'm not eating at all. The achla kula b'osayom. He eats the entire shvua during that day. Eino chayv alachas. Interesting. It's only chayv one. Ela v'chein kol chiyosu b'zeh. Shein shvua chala al shvua. That's the key. One shvua cannot take effect when there's another one already in effect. Okay, you can't build one off the other. Adleim nishba l'kikar shalach l'nab. Let's say he makes a shvua that he won't eat this loaf of bread. And then because of nishba shalach l'klum. And then he says afterwards, I'm making another shvua that won't eat anything. Oh, shlo yochal kikar zu, v'achal kula. Let's say he says, I won't eat this kikar and eat the whole thing. Chayiv shtayim. He'd be actually chayiv two in that case. Why? Shebishah, shenishba betchila, shlo yochlana. In the beginning, when he made the shvua that he won't eat, eno chayiv at shochal kula. He's not chayiv until he eats the entire thing. Ugo shechazov nishba shlo yochal klum. And when he goes back and makes a shvua that he won't eat anything, oh, shlo yochal osa mish osa. Mishyocha min a kazayis. Once he wants to eat a kazayis of it, he's chayim. Ukushiyocha kula, he's chayim b'shua b'shona. So for the first kazayis he eats, he's chayim because of the kikar. And then when he eats the entire loaf, then he'd be chayim because of the first shvua he made about not eating the entire loaf of bread. Okay. Alach yirav. Shvua shalo ochal te'enim. Excuse me, te'enim. Let's say he makes a shvua that he won't have figs. The chazar, v'nishbal te'enim ve'al ha'anabim. He goes back and makes another shua on figs and grapes. Chayiv al te'enim shtayim. Okay, this is interesting. He's chayiv on twice if he eats figs. Sherei kala ha te'enim shenesu b'shua rishona. Imanavim shayim mutarim. Right, so he took the te'enim from the first shua that were usher to him, and in the second shua, merged them together with the grapes that were mutar. Mitok shechala shua shnia al hanavim, and because the shua shnia does attach itself to the grapes, then chala al ta'inim, it must include the figs that are with it, or else the grapes won't be asr. And therefore, it is chayv a shei shvuos. And now he's chayv in two shvuos, k'mo shebarna b'hilkos, ma'achal asasuras. Okay. Halacha yirbeis. Shvua shelo ochal shvoda. Let's say he says, I make a shvua that I'm not going to eat eight apples. Shvua shelo ochal tesha. And then he makes a shvua that I'm not going to have nine apples. Shvua shelo ochal eser, or ten. Bein shachal shvoda, bein shachal tesha, bein shachal eser, eino chayv alachas. If he has eight or nine or ten based on whatever shvua he made, he's only going to get one makos, even though he ate, let's say, for example, by the shvua of eight separate things. Halachid gimel. Now shvua shelo ochal eser. Now let's say he says, I'm not going to eat 10. Shvua shlo ochal teisha. And then he says, a shvua that I want to eat 9. And then shvua shlo ochal shmona. Imachal eser. Now, if he eats 10, chayev, shalosh, akol shvua, ushvua achas. So in a case where he goes a shvua of 10 to 9 to 8, then he's chayev 3, right? Because, right, v'chenim achal teisha, chayev shayev. If he ate 9, he'd be chayev 2 because he's for the shvua teisha and 8 because 8 is unincluded now. He only has 8, he's chayv achas, because he didn't hit 9 or 10. Halach yudad. Shvua shalo okal te'inim. Let's say he makes a shvua, they want to have figs. The chazer v'nishba shalo yokal te'inim ve'anavim ka'achas. Then he goes back and says that he will not have figs and grapes together. Very specific shvua. V'shagag, and he makes a mistake, v'achal te'inim. He eats the figs, v'hifrish korban. And he sets aside a korban. V'achachach shagag, and then he also makes a mistake. And he has grapes. Why? He's not chayav on the grapes. Why? They're like chatzi shir. Why they're like chatzi shir? Because the idea was to have figs and grapes together. If he only has the grapes, he's only having half, so to speak, of that which we must be on. Let's say he makes a shvua, they won't have 10. And then he goes back and makes another shvua, they won't have 10 and 9. V'achal eser, and he has 10. V'ifrish korban, he sets aside a korban. V'chazer v'shagag v'achal teisha. He goes back, makes a mistake, and has 9. Harezek chatzi shir, because remember the 10 and 9 went together. V'emevin korban al chatzi shir, right? She'inyan shvua achorna shalo yochal teisha v'eser. Because basically, the shvua, last shvua was talking about eating essentially 19, right? Once you merge the 10 and the 9 together, you get 19. Lachat ezayin. Shvua shalo yochal kikar zuha gdola. Let's say he says, I'm making a shvua that I won't eat this big loaf of bread, im ochal kikar zu oktana, if I eat the smaller loaf. Okay, v'shachach tanai zeh, he forgets the condition he makes, b'esh achal oktana, when he eats the smaller loaf, v'achal achrach gdol, and let's say then afterwards he does eat the bigger one, then he's chayev. You'd be chayev in such a case. Lach yitzayim. Achal z'oktana, let's say he eats the smaller one, v'hu zokar tanai, then he remembers the tanai, v'yodea shebachilasa tasar hagdol, and he knows that by eating it, the bigger one will be usr, and then the shachach, and then forgets, v'achal asa gedola, and then he does eat the gedola. So again, he makes a shvua from before. He eats the katana. He remembers the condition. And he knows by eating the katana, it'll usr the gedola. But nonetheless, he then forgets again, and then he eats the gedola. In any case like this, where it has not yet become usr, he's pater. Now, of course, achal shtei mishkaga pater. If he eats both unintentionally, he's pater. Shtei memezid, if he eats both of them purposely, bein shachal gdola b'tchila v'achorna, doesn't matter the order he eats the bigger one in, he would be chayv. Let's say he made two, kikaras, two loaves of bread dependent on each other, but nishba v'amar shvua shlo ochal achas mehem, right? And he says, I'm going to get shvua that I won't eat one of them, im achalti ha'cheres, if I eat the other one, right? He's going on a diet, v'shachal chachtai, forgets the tnai, v'achal achas mehem, and then v'achal ashniya, right? If he gets a condition, eats one, and then right afterwards the other, bizadon chayv. Okay? Lach yutes. Achal rishona bizadon v'shnei b'shkal kapater. If he eats the first one in the two loaf case above, bizad b'mezid purposely, and the second one accidentally be pater, shnei bizadon chayv. But again, if he ate both purposely, he would be chayv. Okay? Just a couple more. Lach achav shvua she'ochal kikar zu hayom. Let's say he makes a shvua that I'm going to eat this kikar today. Vavar yom b'lachah. The day passes, he didn't eat it. Bishogeg, again, that he was going to eat the kikar. He didn't do it. Bishogeg, maybe korban ol biyored. If he did it accidentally, he brings a korban. Bemezid in aloke, he would not get malchus. Sherelo osa maisa, he didn't do an action. Ve'alpi shavar al shvua sheker. Even though he violated the issur of shvua sheker, there was no action to speak of. Halacha chafal. Ovedei maloke im nishba shachal. Right? Why would he get malchus if he made a shvua to eat? V'hu lo achal. Oshalo achal v'hu achal, or if he didn't eat and he made sure not to eat and he ate, that pish lo asa maisa. Okay, mivnei shemivnei shemeish wasel l'sheker nishba. Okay, the reason why is because when he took the shvua, you make a shvua sheker. Avim nishba sheyase v'hu lo asa, but if he made a shvua that he would do and he doesn't, that's not a shvua sheker. Ain't a shvua sheker mishas shvua. That's not a shvua sheker at the time of the shvua. So in the first case, what do you call it? There's an actual sheker at the time of the shvua. The second case, the sheker only emerged after the time went by. And finally, we'll stop here. Lach chabez mishem al chaver shvua lo uchalach o shvua sheini uchalach. Let's say a person makes a shvua to his friend and says, "I'm never going to eat at your home. Okay, I'm not going to eat at your house." O shahayim misaribol lechal etzlo. Again, the case of pressuring to eat by him, but who nimna he refuses to. V'nishra amar shvua she uchalach, and he makes a shvua that he'll eat by him. V'chena omer lo shvua. Right, in all these situations, let's say he says, what do you call it? There is no shvua if I go ahead and eat by you. In all these situations, okay, all these situations produce situations of shvua being asr, and therefore, right, nishma shlo yochal etzla. V'amar kol l'shonos ha'ilu v'avar. Let's say he says one of these things and then violates it. He eats at his friend's house. V'achol ein chayev alachas. He only be chayev one ma'aser. All right, we'll stop here and we will pick up Perek Hay tomorrow.